Apple charts new course with large iPhones smartwatch. Apple moved to recapture its role as a tech trendsetter on Tuesday with its first smartwatch and two large screen versions of the iPhone. With the debuts of Apple Watch and iPhone 6 models stretched to fit a hot phablet trend, the California company delivered what rumors had predicted leading up to the event. The Apple Watch, a sleek wrist device which links to the iPhone, will redefine what people expect from this category, Chief Executive Tim Cook said at a carefully staged presentation in Apple's hometown Cupertino, California. The iPhone 6 models boost screen sizes in what some see as the company catching up to a phablet trend, combining features of smartphones and tablets. The iPhone 6 will have a screen of 4.7 inches, and the 6 Plus will be 5.5 inches, allowing Apple to adapt to consumers' apparent preference for bigger displays. Cook said the new handsets represented the biggest advancement in the history of iPhones. Apple said the devices would be available in at least 115 countries by the end of the year, and that it will begin taking orders for iPhone 6 models on Friday. Apple added a mobile wallet that will allow consumers to simply tap their phones or Apple Watch devices to pay retailers. Cook said the Apple Pay system would replace an antiquated payment process with an entirely new payment system that allows consumers to touch their phones to retail terminals. The new payment system will be built into the new iPhones and the upgraded Apple's operating system called iOS 8. Cook showed a video of a consumer tapping a phone on a payment terminal, commenting, "It's so cool." Cook introduced Apple Watch with the "One More Thing" introduction that was a trademark of iconic Apple co-founder Steve Jobs. "It is the next chapter in the Apple story," Cook said of the first new product category to be entered by the company since the death of Jobs in 2011. "We invented intimate ways to connect and communicate directly from your wrist. It works seamlessly with the iPhone, and it is also a comprehensive health and fitness device." The watch comes in two sizes and an array of interchangeable wrist straps. Apple Watch will start at $349 when it is released early next year, according to Cook. The smartwatch will work with iPhone 5 models and newer. While Apple Watch has touchscreen capabilities, many controls were designed into a digital crown button so fingers do not block screens. Sensors can detect a wearer's pulse, and the devices sync with location sensing features in iPhones to provide a comprehensive picture of activity and help work towards fitness goals, according to Apple Senior Vice President of Design, Jonathan Ive. Applications for the watch include map software that guides people to destinations with gentle taps on the wrist. Apple showed off programs for checking into American Airlines flights, unlocking Starwood hotel room doors, and even controlling home lighting or temperature.